For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A Republican-led Missouri House Committee is holding a hearing on multiple measures seeking to impeach Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The hearing on three separate impeachment resolutions includes one citing Nixon's decision to allow same-sex couples who married legally in other states to file joint tax returns in Missouri. Another measure is critical of the amount of time the governor took to call special elections to fill legislative vacancies. The final measure under consideration by the Judiciary Committee would impeach Nixon for his refusal to fire officials involved with the Revenue Department's decision last year to scan driver's license applicants' personal documents into a computer system. Committee Chairman Stanley Cox of Sedalia said the panel will not vote on the measures today. Nixon has called the hearings, quote, some sort of show. A new nature preserve is open in the city of Columbia. Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary officially opened to the public yesterday. It's located on West Rollins Street near Fairview Elementary School. KBIA's Stephanie Koala has more.
Mike Griggs, Director of Parks and Recreation, says Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary was designed to provide a more passive recreation experience while also being able to withstand the impact of large numbers of visitors.
It's nice to have land preserved and set aside for nature and wildlife and all that. But if people don't appreciate it, if we don't get people outside to see it, then that appreciation goes away.
Funding for the Bonnie View Nature Sanctuary came from the park sales tax, which city residents approved to enhance the park system. Stephanie Koala, KBIA News.
The state of Missouri has carried out its fourth execution this year. Just past midnight, William Roussan was executed for the 1993 murder of a 62-year-old woman in southeast Missouri. KBIA's Josie Herrero reports.
Since November, the state of Missouri has executed one person every month. William Roussan was number six. Anti-death penalty groups held 10 vigils around the state on the eve of Roussan's execution. Jeff Stack is a member of Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. He stood outside the Boone County Courthouse with three others, saying, another execution tonight, as people walked by.
There's a moral bankruptcy in our society when we feel that it's appropriate to kill a human being and define that person by a single action in their life suggests that they've lost this human right to live. And it continues to be a right. It's not a privilege.
Opponents of the death penalty, as well as Roussan's legal team, cited the secrecy of chemical sources for lethal injections as a reason to halt the execution. Josie Herrera, KBIA News.
Missouri senators have endorsed legislation that could lead to the development of a preschool rating system by private or nonprofit groups. The bill, given initial approval today, comes 2 years after a law was enacted barring the creation of a preschool rating system by the state, higher education institutions, or quasi-governmental entities. The Missouri House gave initial approval to legislation that would move the state's primary elections to June. Party primaries for Congress, the state legislature, and statewide offices are currently held in even number years on the Tuesday after the first Monday in August, but the bill endorsed today would move the primaries to the first Tuesday after the third Monday in June. The measure needs one more vote before moving to the Senate. Westminster College announced it'll be closing its campus in Mesa, Arizona at the end of the spring semester. Westminster opened the campus last fall as a partnership with the city of Mesa. It was one of four higher education institutions that partnered with the city to help boost the city's economic development. Rob Krause, director of media and public relations at Westminster College, says due to competition, Westminster could not reach the necessary growth and demand.
Since we went into that partnership with the city of Mesa, a number of other wonderful colleges and universities have entered Mesa. And as a small private nonprofit institution, we could only be so competitive and still be fiscally responsible in such an ever-developing active market.
26 students were enrolled at the Mesa campus this year. Krause says this figure was well below the projected number they hoped to receive. Faculty and staff in Mesa are now working with students individually to ensure they have a smooth transition as they continue their education. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.